Today is the 13th anniversary of the horrific attack on the U.S. by Islamic jihadists in which thousands of lives were lost. We remember those killed in New York City at and around the World Trade Center, those killed in our Pentagon in the nation's capital, and those brave American heroes who died fighting back aboard their airliner, immortalized with Todd Beamer's charge, "Let's Roll." It's one thing for those in our government to make mistakes. We all do, but there's simply no excuse for the failure to fix the obvious, and yet that's where we find ourselves today. For all his foreign policy work to punish the terrorists, even our own George W. Bush didn't follow through on the fix to help address the most obvious shortcomings in our systems, which made the 9/11 attack so much easier for the scumbags to carry out. The borders and immigration systems of this country have not been fixed. In fact, one could argue the flow of illegal aliens into the country's remained unchecked. The terrorists were here on legal visas, but overstayed them. And yet, after pouring billions into the new Homeland Security abyss, we've not implemented a workable system to stop visa overstay. The terrorists had driver licenses, which made it easier for them to blend in despite their illegal status. While Congress did pass the Real ID Act in 05, some jurisdictions are still issuing driver licenses to those without legal status. Just this week in Texas, a major newspaper called on us to issue such IDs to illegal aliens. On security, it seems our government's mostly succeeded in the harassment of law-abiding citizens, not with what the lessons of 9/11 taught. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.